Peacock Original. At night, an aircraft marshaller wears a neon yellow vest and waves orange batons as a plane rolls down a runway. Kevin looks out the window. A black van pulls up to the plane. Inside, Kevin grabs a baseball bat. He swings it over his shoulder and marches off the plane. Kevin climbs into the van. A "Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada" sign fades over a bright cityscape. A montage of a roulette wheel and slot machines fades over images of the city and Kevin in the van. A glowing sign on the Hilton Hotel reads Kevin Hart. The view pans over the Hilton sign. Meanwhile, a bartender pours shots of Gran Coromino tequila. The driver opens the van's door and Kevin steps out. He wears black and white sneakers along with black leather pants and a hoodie. A title appears. Kevin Hart, Reality Check. Kevin enters a foggy room carrying his baseball bat. On a stage, fog billows from the back, a blue light contrasting it against a dark red background. A microphone stands center stage. Kevin emerges on stage through the fog with a grin. He cups his hand over his ear as he approaches the crowd stage right. He nods his head, then walks to the other side of the stage. He waves his hands at the crowd. He cups his hand around his ear as he approaches the edge of the stage. He smiles, walking towards the microphone, holding the bat on his shoulder.
God damn. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all see this fucking bat in my hand? Bring your ass up to the stage, I'm gonna knock your fucking head off, I swear to God. Okay? We're sick of your shit. We're fighting back. Don't you come up here. Knock your goddamn head to the top of this arena. Don't you come up here.
He takes the bat off his shoulder.
We're about to have a good time. I'm excited. I'm fucking excited.
Kevin sets the bat down, then approaches center stage.
All right, listen. I'm going to be up here for a while. I'm going to talk about a lot of shit while I'm up here. Some of the shit I say tonight is going to be mean. Let it happen. Unclench your ass. Have a good time. That's why you're here.
He paces the stage.
I want to start off by talking about people. That's where I want to start. It's because I feel like people are going backwards. We're taking steps in the wrong direction. People don't want to be themselves anymore. People are goddamn losing fucking confidence. People are trying to change, shape, and mold in the shit that doesn't even exist. I'm talking about plastic surgery. Let's get into it. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. What the fuck is going on, man? What the fuck is going on? Plastic surgery is at an all-time high. I don't even know if you know this, but back in the day, plastic surgery was a secret. Like, nobody wanted anybody to know that they were getting work done. It was all nose jobs and titty jobs. Nose, titties. Nose, titties. Nose, titties. That's all it was. Back in the day, people got mad at their doctor. You better not say shit about what happened here today. Only two people that we knew that got work done back in the day was Dolly Parton and Michael Jackson. That's a fucking fact. Those were the only two people. Mike showed up with that new nose. We knew. That's not your nose, Mike. Something happened. That's not the same nose. Today is different. Everybody's getting work done. Men, women. Women have taken it to a new level, though. The new shit that the women are doing is the BBL. The BBL. What the fuck? Jesus Christ. These bitches look like ants. That's right. I said it. They look like ants. Somebody's got to say it. Somebody's got to say it. And if you don't believe me, I challenge you to go look at a picture of an ant and tell me I'm fucking lying. Big ass head, little neck, hard chest, skinny waist. Fat ass. You ever see an ant ass? Ants got ass. You ever see an ant ass? If I was an insect, I'd fuck an ant. Swear to God, I'd do it.
A woman in the crowd laughs uncontrollably.
Everybody wants change. Everybody's looking for change. A friend of mine's got a huge forehead, right? One of the worst foreheads I've ever seen in my fucking life. Huge. He told me the other day, he said, Kev, I'm thinking about getting my forehead reduced. This is what he said to me. I couldn't believe what the fuck I heard. I said, what the fuck you just say to me? He said, I'm thinking about getting my forehead reduced. I already talked to my doctor. He said he can do it. The average forehead is 4 fingers wide. He said, I got an 8-to-12-finger situation going on. But he can flip it down. He said he can flip it down. Flip it down? Nigga, that's not a hat. What are you talking about? It's your fucking forehead, bitch. What about your brain? He said, oh, he can push that back. He gonna push that back. Raise my eyes up so I can see better. I bet you fucking will. Everybody wants change. LeBron James, real good friend of mine. Well, he was. He hasn't heard this joke yet. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I remember in the beginning of LeBron's career, he was going bald. His hair was real thin up top. You could count the hairs on top of his fucking head. You know how I know that? Because I was the one counting the hairs on top of his fucking head. One!
Kevin narrows his eyes as they dart back and forth. He licks his lips, searching the air nervously. Then his jaw drops and his eyes widen as he points. He shakes his head and squints again.
Two-ish-ish?
A woman in the crowd wipes a tear.
I didn't see Brian for like 3 weeks. I didn't see him and I didn't talk to him. Brian showed up at a wedding I was at. He had a head full of hair. Walked in that bitch with all his confidence like I didn't see him 3 weeks ago with the fucking truth on his goddamn head. He walked in, he was like, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? What up? What's going on? I said, what the fuck is going on with you? The fuck is out of your goddamn head? People start kicking me. Chill, Cam, chill. I said, get your fucking feet off of me. Ain't no chill. I want to know what the fuck that is on Brian's head. And I'll tell you what it's not. I knew what it wasn't. I knew it wasn't a goddamn toupee. I knew that much. You know how I knew it wasn't a toupee? Because they don't make nigga toupees. They never had. They never had. The fuck is that on your head, LeBron? Is it alive? Is it alive? Snatch it off right now. I wanted to. He's tall. I can't get no way I'm getting that. But you get what I'm saying. Everybody's looking for change. I got an email from a guy I went to high school with, right? Email said, Kev, it's time for you to get yours. I open up the email. It's two pictures in the email. One picture was a real little man standing next to a doctor. He was angry.
He frowns, hands on his hips.
Next picture, that same little man was taller than the doctor. He was giving a thumbs up. Bottom of the email said, Kev, it's time for you to get yours. I'm confused. What the fuck is going on? I call him. Yo, I got your email. What the fuck are you talking about? What are you trying to say? He said, what do you mean, what am I trying to say? I said, exactly what I said. What is this? What are you trying to say? He said, they're giving out height. Go get you some. What the fuck you mean they're giving out height? Exactly what I said. They're giving out height. They're taking the fat out of people's backs, putting it in their knees.
Kevin points to his knees and doubles over with laughter. He stands up and covers his mouth.
They're taking the fat out of people's backs, putting it in their knees. He said, go get rid of your back fat. Get yourself some inches. I said, I will do no such thing. Get rid of my goddamn back fat. 43 years old. I've been 5'5 my whole life. 5'4, 5'2 and a half my whole fucking life. I have to do no shit like that. You gotta remember, I ain't been on tour in like 4 years. I can't just walk out this bitch 6'6 and not say shit about it. I just walk out. What up, 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 what up? What's going on? What the fuck is going on with you? Look at his goddamn knees. What'd he do to his knees? Why he got all them holes in his back? What the fuck he do to his back?
A tattooed woman laughs.
You know what I want? I want people to start thinking shit through. I want to get back to the times when people had patience. You got to slow down. Start thinking shit through. Stop acting on impulse. Let's say I go get the procedure. I come out of it with these new knees and these long-ass legs. I'm 6'6". Look at my fucking knees and these long-ass legs. But I still got the same arms. I didn't do shit to my fucking arms. I didn't judge it right. Now I can't put my hands in my pocket because I done fucked up. I'm out this bitch looking like a T-Rex touching my chest all the time.
He rubs his chest.
Why Kev always rubbing his chest? Bitch, because I misjudged it. I can't get my hands in my pocket. You got to think shit through. Let's say I go get the procedure. I got these goddamn new knees, long-ass legs, my fucking frame. Look at my chest and my shoulders. I'm 6'6". But I still wear a size 7 sneaker. I didn't do shit to my feet. Now I can't support the new body. My balance is off. I look like that That thing to be at the car dealerships, that man.
He spins his hips.
That airman, look at me. You gotta think shit through. Stop acting on impulse. We're in a crazy time right now. We're in a real crazy time. By the way, rightfully so. We've been through a lot. Pandemic hit us hard. Pandemic sat us all down with nothing to do. Gave us nothing but time to think. That's when people get weird, when they fucking think all goddamn day. Just thinking about shit with nothing to do. That's why a lot of weird shit happened after the pandemic. I'm gonna tell you the weirdest invention, in my opinion, that came out of the pandemic. This metaverse shit. I don't even know if you know what it is. For those who do not know what the metaverse is, I'll do my best to explain it to you. The metaverse was created for people that don't want to be here in the real world. So they can go there and do shit there with the people that don't like them here, but they don't know that they are who they are there. That's what the fuck it is, right? Some weird shit. It's a lot of weird shit happening in the metaverse. There's a story about a woman who says she got sexually assaulted in the metaverse. This is real shit. You can Google this. This is Googleable information. Says she got sexually assaulted. They gave it time and energy. They interviewed her. Are you okay? How do you feel? That's what they said. How do you feel? Nobody said, bitch, why didn't you close the laptop, huh? Why didn't you take the headset off? You just sitting there letting it happen.
Kevin closes his eyes and holds his arms up as he thrusts into the air.
Make it stop. Bitch, take the goddamn headset off. Close the laptop with your stupid ass. Sitting there taking a virtual assaulting with your stupid ass. You know what I want to do? I want to get back to the times where you can tell people, shut the fuck up, sit your dumb ass down. I want to go back there. Yeah. Yeah, I want to go back to those times. Shut the fuck up, sit your dumb ass down. We're giving too much attention. We're entertaining the crazy way too much. Let me tell you something, people. The crazy are only going to get crazier. That's not fiction. That's a fact. It's a fact. You got to stop entertaining the shit. I don't entertain it personally, right? I don't. I really don't, man. Like, I'm going to tell you what. I feel like I live in the crazy. I'm in the fucking crazy. I do. I really do feel like that. Like, there's times where I actually, like, want to know if I'm crazy or why I'm not as crazy as I feel like I should be. Because I've been through a lot of shit. On paper, I should be fucking crazy. On paper, all the shit I've been through, I should be fucking crazy. And who knows? Maybe it's coming. Maybe I got crazy waiting on me. Because you don't expect it. Nobody plans to be crazy. It just happens. Crazy just sneaks up on you. Look at Will Smith. He didn't plan that. That just happened. What? He didn't plan that. It just fucking happened. Keep my word, name out your mother, man. He didn't fucking plan that. Keep my wife's name out your mother, man. She jumped out his goddamn body. You have any idea how crazy you gotta be to make Samuel L. Jackson jump back? Do you have any idea? Keep my wife's name. Say, what the fuck happening, Jack? Goddamn. I'm next. I know it. I feel like I'm next. A lot of shit going on, man. I'm fucking stressed the fuck out. I'm about to pop. I'm telling y'all ahead of time. Y'all gonna see me at a gas station with my dick in the tank soon. Something stupid gonna happen. Cat, what you doing? Getting gas? Mind your fucking business, bitch. Keep my word name out your mama, mind your business. It's coming. You know the crazy thing? I've realized that I live in the crazy. Like, I live in Los Angeles. I feel like Los Angeles is the craziest place ever. I call Los Angeles the land of the lost. And here's the thing. It's not the people from Los Angeles. They're fine. It's not them. It's the people that move out there. The people with dreams, goals, ambitions. Because they want all this shit to happen. They move out there and then it doesn't happen. And they go, well, it's time to be nuts. They fucking lose it. They lose it. You gotta watch the news in Los Angeles. I've never seen anything like it. There was a story on the news about a guy who was going to Denny's putting his dick in people's breakfast at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. slamming his dick in people's grits.
He puts his hand by his crotch as he thrusts into the air.
They call him the dick slammer. This is true shit. Fucking up grand slams nationwide. They reported it live from Denny's. There was a news anchor live in front of Denny's. He said, well, he did it again.
What?
You're at Denny's, watch your back and watch your breakfast.
What?
Tell me I can't eat breakfast when I'm looking over my shoulder for straight dick? Are you kidding me? It's too much crazy. The reason why I feel like, honestly, I could be, or like I have the potential to be crazy because I'm around it. Crazy friends, crazy family. My brother just got crazy. It just happened. He turned 50 the next day. The nigga got weird. He got fucking weird. Called me with some weird shit. He's like, Kevin, if I'm thinking about getting a dog, I'm lonely. I said, you should get a dog. A dog would be good for you. He said, yeah, but I don't know if I'd be a good owner. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to act like a dog for 2 weeks. See how that goes.
Kevin tilts his head and squints as he stares off over the crowd.
You ever hear somebody you love say some crazy shit to you? And you don't say nothing back because you hope they say, I'm just fucking with you, and they never do. I didn't know what to say. I just got off the phone. I was like, all right, well, let me let you go, man. Hit me where you figure it out. I just got off the phone. He called me a week later, 6 a.m. Kev, you up? I said, I am now. What's going on? He said, ain't shit. I'm out here walking this dog. I said, you got the dog? He said, no, but if I had it, this would not be walking it. I'm just trying to see how I feel. He said, I'm mad because he won't go to the bathroom. What the fuck is going on? Now I'm worried, but it's my brother, so I don't want to fuck with him too much. So I participate. This is what fucked me up. I go, I said, are you walking him on grass? This is what fucked me up. I said, are you walking him on grass? My brother said, ah, that's what it is. I'll call you back. Oh! Oh! He's a fucking psychopath! Jeffrey Dahmer all over again. The lights are on, nobody's home.
He wipes his cheek and smiles to himself.
A week later, he called me and said, Kev, it's not going to work. I'm not getting a dog. I said, why not? He said, because he got loose. He ran away.
He side-eyes the audience.
You know how crazy you got to be to lose an imaginary dog? Do you have any idea how fucking crazy you got to be? I said, just act like he came back. Pretend like the dog came back. He said, it's not that easy, Kevin. Plus, I just put the signs up around the neighborhood. Trying to see if I get a call. Oh! He's a fucking psychopath!
A woman in the audience shakes her head.
My dad is crazy. For those who do not know, I just lost my dad like a week and a half ago. My dad just passed away. Not a sad moment. Don't do that. We're not going to make it a sad moment. This is a celebration. Here's why. Because of what I do for a living, I get to fucking let the legend of my dad live on. So we talk about my dad. We celebrate my dad. Okay? It's a celebration. For those who have followed my comedy, you know I've talked about my dad throughout my career. Everything I said is true. It's all true. All the sayings. All right, all right, all right. You're going to learn today. Long dick. Say it with your chest. It's all fucking true. My dad passed away from COPD, right? For those who do not know what COPD is, it's like an elevated version of asthma. My dad was on oxygen. He had the tube hooked up to his nose. Oxygen tank in the corner. You go over his house, this is all you saw. It's a bunch of fucking tube. He was an old man that couldn't breathe, that talked shit all day. That's all he did. I told the bitch, don't come over here.
He holds the microphone cord to his nose.
My dad thought everybody had COVID. Don't let that bitch in here with COVID. It's all on her hands. Look at her hands. Funny thing about my dad is that he still thought he was tough. My friends would fuck with him just to get a reaction out of him. My friend Wayne said, Spoon, I'll come over there and whoop your ass. Knock that oxygen tank over. My dad got mad. He said, bitch, say something else. I turn this tank up 20%. Give myself a boost. He started fucking with the tank.
He bends over and mimes turning a knob.
20 seconds. Start the clock right now. I'll fuck your ass up. He's a character. The thing about my dad is, because he couldn't breathe, there was a rule. The rule was, no surprise in my dad. No surprise. He couldn't take it. It's too much. He couldn't take it. He couldn't take it. I saw him almost die one time. We was in the kitchen. The tube got caught under the stove. I didn't see it. I thought he had the hiccups.
Kevin whips the cord around.
I did. That's what he did. Fuck wrong with you? You want some water? For a quick second. I thought my brother dog was in there. For a quick second. I said, that dog came here. I think that dog is in here. And I realized he couldn't breathe. I said, oh, shit, Dad, you can't breathe. I got you. I started tracing the tube. I found a little kink in the tube this big. I straightened it out. I got you, Dad. You'd have thought somebody shot my dad in the ass with adrenaline. I've never seen anybody take a deeper breath in my fucking life.
He leans back.
He's like, you see what the devil tried to do to me? And the goddamn devil is too much tube.
On two jumbo screens, he strokes his chin.
I talk a lot of shit about my dad, but it comes from a place of love. My dad had good qualities, too. My dad is by far one of the best nickname givers on the planet. When it comes to giving out nicknames, there's nobody better. Every nickname that he has given has lasted a lifetime. Keep in mind, everybody wants a nickname. You just don't have the right people giving them to you. Everyone has fucking landed. Here's the secret. The secret to giving out good nicknames is that they got to come from a mean place. Good nicknames are mean-spirited. I got an uncle. My uncle had a stroke. His whole left side is shut down. His whole left side is dead. Can't move it. My dad called him Right Foot. This is a true story. It's not rocket science. It's simple. It's actually too simple. I said, Dad, why you call him Right Foot? He said, you ever see him move his left? No. All right. There it is. Call my uncle Right Foot. He get excited. Right Foot, what it is? Hey, you already know what the fuck going on. God damn. I'm about to turn into a human typewriter. God damn. I got an aunt. He calls my aunt Wings. Wings. She got that stuff under her arm. You know that stuff that women can't get rid of, that little piece? You know what I'm talking about, that piece to be up under there? I never knew why he called her Wings. One day she was in the kitchen going off. Tired of y'all coming over here, not closing the doors, eating up all the food. It was making a bunch of noise. Pat, 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 pat. He tapped me, said, Kev, look. She about to take off. Fly, Wings! Fly! Yeah!
A man in the crowd bows his head.
I love when I tell that joke, because I can see some woman in the front grab their arm. Shut up, Kevin. Shut up. You don't even... Shut up.
Kevin paces and wipes his nose.
There's only one nickname that he gave out that fucked me up a little bit. One. He got a little nephew. Little boy name is Calvin. My dad called him Crazy Horse. Crazy Horse, come here. Crazy Horse, get over here. Now, before I go on with the rest of this joke, I'm going to tell you right now, hand on the Bible, swear to God, I had no idea that this boy was special, okay? I did not know. I'm getting that out the way. I'm telling you that now because I don't want you to think I'm a dickhead after I say what I say. I'm still going to tell you what the fuck I saw, but I wanted to get that out. Kept calling the boy Crazy Horse. Crazy Horse, come here. I said, Dad, why you keep calling that boy Crazy Horse? He said, you never seen him do it? I said, do what?
He wipes his lip, then abruptly tilts his head back to laugh. He holds his hand out to the audience.
I said, do what? He said, Crazy Horse, come here. It was quick. If you blink, you would have fucking missed it. If you blink, I swear to God, you would have missed it. Crazy Horse, come here. The boy got up.
He swirls his head around.
Took off.
Kevin turns to the audience, mouth hanging open and eyes wide. He covers his mouth with a fist.
No! No! Can't call that boy no fucking Crazy Horse! So why not? That's my nephew. I don't give a fuck who he is. Because of the times, you can't treat people like that. Because of the times. He got mad and started adjusting his oxygen tank. Yell at me again, I'll fuck your ass up. 20 seconds, suck the clock right now. Crazy Horse. You know, man, my dad is such a character. Like, when I think about my dad and my brother, the thing that I've realized now is that we represent one generation, right? Like, we're a generation of men in our family. And I'm like, damn, now I got 4 kids, 2 sons. Holy shit, that's the next generation. I had to give myself a reality check because I realized I don't think I'm doing my job of preparing them to be a better generation than what we are. I'm passing down bad habits. This is not a hypothetical. This is a fact. I know I am. My bad habits are being passed down. Like, my patience. I don't have patience. This is one of my worst qualities. I get irritated very fast. Small things make me mad. This is not a joke. This is an example because I want you to understand what I'm saying. I don't like it when people eat and sweat at the same time. I don't fucking like it. I don't fucking like it. Like, if somebody's eating while they eat, they're like, whoo, oh, I'll punch you in the fucking face. If I'm there, I swear to God, I'll punch you in the fucking face. Slow down! Anybody gonna take that food from you? Slow down! Tell you what else I don't like. You're not gonna like it, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. I recently realized that I don't have any patience for unattractive people. There, I said it. That's how I feel. I know when you first hear it, it's a blow. It's a blow at first. I ask that you stay with me, okay? Stay with me until the end. I feel like they're very needy. Unattractive people are very needy. They always want something.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. You know where I can...
No, I don't. No. 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 I treat them like fucking cats. Get your ass out of here. Get out of here. You better get.
He kicks into the air.
It's too much. It's too fucking much. Let me tell you where the joke came from so you don't think I'm a dick, okay? I was at the bank, right? I get down at the bank. I'm in my car. I'm about to pull out the parking lot. You got to stop at the little parking booth, right? You got to get a guy your ticket. I go to get a guy my ticket. He slides the glass back, sticks his head out. Very unattractive man. Whatever. He sees me. When he saw me, he lost it. He got excited. He's like,
He knits his brows and bobs his head side to side with his mouth open.
Made that ugly ass face right in my fucking face. Kevin Hart of my bank, you got to be kidding me. He said, I'm not letting you out here until you tell me why you chose us. Why us? Why'd you bank with us? Why'd you choose us as your financial institution? I can't believe what the fuck I heard. I said, I don't have time for this shit. Press the button, let me the fuck out of here. I don't have time. He did it again. I ain't letting you out here until you tell me why us. Why'd you choose us? Why us? Why'd you choose us? Kept saying us. I told you I don't have any patience. I fucking lost it. I snapped. I said, stop saying us. You don't got shit to do with that goddamn bank. This parking lot ain't got shit to do with that bank. Hit the button. Let me the fuck up out of here. This is when I got mad. He looked me dead in the eye. He said, I got all day, Kevin Hart. All day. I realized he's not playing. He's not going to let me out. I got to answer his fucking question. Okay, fine. You want to know why I chose this bank? Your customer service, loan rates, free checking. There you go. That's why. That's why I chose y'all. This is what pissed me off. He goes, that's all you had to say with your little ugly ass. I said, what'd you just say? What the fuck did you just say to me? Get your ugly ass out of my line. He hit the button. I had to pull off. Now I'm pissed. I'm not ugly. You ugly. Fucking pissed. I stopped at Chipotle two blocks up. It's a long line in Chipotle. Now I'm even more irritated. I'm only in this long ass line because of that unattractive ass conversation. While I'm standing in the line, the woman behind me goes, oh my God, day's such a nice day, it's so beautiful outside. I'm about to fucking snap. I'm a loser. I'm gonna fucking snap. I'm gonna turn around, I'm gonna let this goddamn woman have it. I turn around, I see her. This is by far one of the most attractive women I've ever seen in my fucking life. She was gorgeous. Immediately, instantly. I had time. I had fucking time. I said, you know what? It is a nice day, it's so nice outside. I turned into a fucking weatherman. I said, what we need is rain. We ain't had no rain in a minute. She said, I wasn't even talking to you. Turn her back on me. What the fuck? Oh, no, no, that is not acceptable. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. She turned around. What?
Kevin opens his eyes wide, brow furrowed. He looks to the crowd with a panicked look on his face.
I just want to know what made you choose Chipotle as your place for lunch today. She said, I'm not telling you that. I said, I was an unattractive person in that conversation. Guy flipped it on me that fast. Let me tell you something, people. No matter how good you think you look, I promise you that you don't look that fucking good. I promise you, something will happen in life to show you that you don't look that fucking good. My wife gave me a reality check. We was in a bed watching TV. Commercial came on with the little monster from Lord of the Rings. Smeagol, I think that's his name. Smeagol, he was doing this shit right here. You know the little monster? That's what he did. He was doing this shit. My wife said, oh my God, babe, you be doing that. I said, bitch, what did you just say to me? What the fuck did you just say? You be doing that in the morning. Bitch, I ain't never getting no shit like that in my goddamn life. Call me a fucking monster to my goddamn face. Self-esteem was fucking dead after that. Crushed my soul. I'll tell you what really destroyed my self-esteem. What destroyed it? Fan art. That's right. Fan art. The pictures that you have drawn of me and have given to me in person. The nerve of some of you. Like, listen, fuck you. And I mean that. Like, I stand on that. Fuck you. acting like these pictures come from a place of love. It's got to be. It's the most irritating shit in the world. You think? Let me show you something. Put one of them pictures up. Look at this shit. Look at this. These are real pictures, by the way. These are real fucking pictures. Look at my goddamn mouth. When did I have a stroke? Does anybody know when I had a stroke? Show another one. Show another picture. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Now I'm Frankenstein, huh? I'm fucking Frankenstein? Look at my fucking forehead. God damn. What the fuck? Look at the next one. What color am I? What the fuck color am I? Cut it off. I mean, it's just, it's so much, man. I'm gonna tell you who drew like one of the worst pieces of fan art. You should know. Who do you think gave me one of the worst pieces of fan art that I've ever received? Think. No. No. Crazy Horse. Crazy Horse gave me a picture so bad, this bitch left my goddamn body out. He drew my face and my neck and then put a boot underneath it. Look at this. Where the fuck is my body at, Crazy Horse? He said, you live in the boot.
And he stomps a foot.
He took off. I couldn't catch him. Son of a bitch.
A woman in the crowd covers her mouth.
I'm trying to do things that actually work on my levels of patience. I'm trying to do things that allow me time to think for me, right? Like stepping away from the pack, giving myself some me time. I recommend you guys do it too, right? Step away from the pack every once in a while. Go do some shit for you, an activity for you. It's a good stress reliever. It is. It really is. One thing I used to do, I used to play a lot of basketball, right? I would go up to gyms and just do open runs. I had to stop going to one gym because they turned it into a picture fest. Everybody want to take fucking pictures. I ain't here to take pictures. I'm here to play ball. I'm not coming back to this gym. I go find another gym where they do 3-on-3 basketball, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. It's much better. That's where I need to be. It's more intimate. Keep in mind, when I play basketball, I talk a lot of shit. Fuck out of here, bitch. Ah. You too small. I'll put you in my back pocket with your little ass. You too fucking small. Put you right in my back pocket. I'm about to get buckets. It's time to eat.
He licks his fingers and points to the audience.
Keep in mind, when I talk shit, I don't like it when you don't talk shit back. You messing up the competitive nature in the game. If I talk shit back. You play a 3-on-3 basketball, they treat me like it's the goddamn NBA. Calling plays, setting picks and shit. It was too much. We lost. I quit. I'm not playing anymore. I walked out. There was a sign in the lobby. The sign in the lobby said, deaf run, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Yeah, they were deaf. They didn't hear shit I said. Now, no, they didn't. They weren't calling plays. They were communicating. They were talking to one another. Now, this isn't a joke about deaf people. That's not what the joke is about. It's about what I look like. What the fuck did I look like back then? Because I know what I was saying. I'm talking shit, yeah, bitch.
He taps his thighs with the mic in the hand.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, you too small. Put you in my fucking back pocket with your little ass. Yeah, come on, bitch. I'm about to get buckets of barbecue chicken. That's what I said. What does that look like without the volume? What does it look like without the volume?
Kevin stands with his legs wide, hits his thighs, and thrusts. He points to the audience, then pinches his forefinger and thumb together, leaving a small space between them. He then turns around and grabs his butt. He turns to the audience, holding out his arms. He spreads his legs again and thrusts into the air with his hands on his thighs. He points to the audience, then licks his fingers.
I just told that man that I want to eat his ass. That's what I just said. I don't want to eat your ass. That's barbecue chicken, bitch. Barbecue chicken. I'm not trying to eat your ass.
Kevin paces.
Had to leave a note. Apologize. I am working on my shit, man. Certain things I just can't do anymore. Not like I used to. I stopped drinking. I don't drink as much as I used to. Not because I had a problem, just because I'm getting older. I still drink. I love to drink. I have a fucking tequila, Grand Coromino. You guys should know that I love to fucking drink. That Mino Lino, you need it in your life. Trust me. I just can't drink the way I used to. When I was 22, 23 years old, I take shots for days. Bow, bow, bow. Dance afterwards. Yeah, bitch.
He sways his hips.
43 is different. It's different at 43. One shot. Bow.
He staggers forward, dragging his feet.
Somebody put something in my drink. Somebody trying to do something to me here tonight. I'm a blackout drunk, too. I'll black out. In a heartbeat, I'll black the fuck out. Mid-conversation. What we doing? We going club. As we go to club, everybody going to come up. We go. I'm out. It's a wrap. I don't like my friends. These son of a bitches never take me home when I black out. They just prop me up in the corner, keep the party going. Because they need my face to get into places. They need my fucking face. They treat me like Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's. They just keep showing my face at the door.
His upper body goes limp as he wobbles.
Get in there, Kev. Bitch, I'm dead. Check my pulse.
A blonde woman in the audience leans her head back.
My friends are hilarious, man. I recently had to have a conversation with my friends. Had a big conversation with them. I had to explain to my friends that I'm no longer the friend of old. I'm no longer the all for one, one for all friend. I'm no longer the we ride together, we die together. I'm no longer the if one go down, we all go down. I'm no longer that friend. 43 years old, I'm at a point in my life where I'm not choosing to deal with the world of bullshit that comes with my friends. I no longer want your bullshit. I'm not embracing it anymore. I'm at a point in my life, I'm very serious, very serious. I'm at a point in my life where I'll tell on you. I'll fucking tell. I told him. That's where I'm at. You do something around me that involves the law in any way, shape, or form, I'll fucking tell. I'll tell. It doesn't make me a snitch or a bitch. You know why? You know why? Because I'm telling you ahead of time what the fuck I'll do. That means I'm giving you an opportunity to make better decisions around me so that I don't have to tell on you. I don't want to have to fucking tell on you. They thought I was lying. I wasn't. We went to Mexico. Keep in mind, we fly private, right? We go to Mexico. We're on a plane. While we're on a plane, my friends, they love to bring weed, love to fly with weed. Go right ahead. Bring all the fucking weed you want. It's all fun and games until it's not. I said, I don't want to hear shit when we land and them little Mexican dogs get active, start sniffing your bags. I don't want to see you looking up like you don't know what the fuck they smell, because guess what I'm going to do? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to solve the case. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to solve the goddamn case. That dog found it, officer. That dog got it right there. Mark, raise your hands so they know who bag that is. You probably got to go with them. Yeah. You want him to go with y'all? Yep. They said you got to go with them, Mark. I'm going to solve the goddamn case. I'll never forget it. We're on a plane going to Mexico. First of all, it's always the person with the drugs that's got the worst ideas in the world. Always. That's Joey's stupid ass. Keep using the word we. This is what we going to do. This is how we going to make it work. When we get off the plane, look, if they want to go through your bags, all you got to do is grab the bag without the drugs. If they don't, then grab the bag with the drugs. That's how we get the drugs through. We alternated like that. Everybody on the plane was like, bet, dope, yeah, let's do it. I said, that don't work for me. I don't like that plan. I don't fucking like it. My name on my bag. Don't touch my bag. You touch my bag, I'll tell. I'll fucking tell. I'll never forget it. It's a true story. We're landing in Mexico. Planes go down. I look out the window, look like an episode of Narcos. I've never seen more Mexican officers in my goddamn life. They standing there, they got the dogs. I've never seen dogs look through the window of the plane. The dogs.
He peers around.
When I saw that, when I saw the dogs, I said, oh boy. Y'all going to jail. Y'all going to fucking jail. They smell it. The dogs smell it already. Little Mexican man comes on the plane after the door go down. He starts speaking Spanish. Keep in mind, I don't know Spanish. I know a couple words, and I know the rhythm. I know the rhythm of Spanish. For the purpose of this joke, I'm going to hit you with the rhythm. The reason why is because I want you to feel like you were there. I'm telling you ahead of time, these are not real words, okay? They're not real words. It's going to sound like it, but it's just the rhythm. But don't make me laugh, because I got to stay in the character. Don't make me fucking laugh.
He backs up and holds his hand out flat towards the audience.
So he started off calm and then escalated. This is exactly what he did, okay?
Kevin puts his hand in front of his face and holds back laughter. He struts across the stage and glares at the audience. He sniffs and stops center stage.
Donde?
He shifts his weight and leans forward.
Donde está?
He wipes his nose, then widens his stance and bends his knees.
¿Dónde está Nuera? ¿Nuera que te llama? ¿Sote? ¿Sote siete? ¿No que sotante? No, que siete. Estoy Nuera, Nuera. Nuera, ¿dónde que sea? No siendo. He looking right at me. He looking me dead in the fucking eye. He go, ¿qué? ¿Qué? I don't know what the fuck K mean. But he wanted an answer. He looking right at me. I panicked. I didn't know what to fucking do. I panicked. I said, queso. I just said it. I said, queso. I thought about the cheese, queso cheese. I don't know what the fuck. Queso. I thought I was being a smartass. She said, oh.
Kevin saunters around the stage.
Queso, huh? No diano, no diano.
You ever hear Spanish people talk real fast and it just sound like a bunch of clicks? This is what he said.
Kevin holds his fist in front of his face and bends over laughing. He peeks up at the audience, then doubles over again.
This is it. This is my nightmare. We going to jail. I get up. I got my hands up. I'm cooperating. We get off the plane. They got a security booth right there. You got to get in the booth one by one. When you get in the booth, you got to press a button. When you press the button, it go red light or green light. Let me tell you something right now. If you press that button and you get a red light, you can cancel Christmas. It's over for you. You hear me? It's over for you. It get dark as fuck when you press that button and it's red. You press the button, it's green, they're a different person. ¿Qué pasa? Put a fucking hat on you, start dancing. You don't want to dance, but you're scared, so you do it anyway.
He dances with a nervous look.
Please don't kill me. I'm first. I gotta press the fucking button. He's looking right at me.
He bends over and angrily gestures to the audience. Then he sports a worried look on his face and points to himself. Kevin puts his fist to his mouth, then licks his lips. He trembles as he reaches forward.
I almost said they got drugs. I swear to God. I was fucking nervous. My stomach was bubbling. My ass was wet. I was farting. It was too much. I was nervous.
He turns toward the audience again, bringing his fist to his mouth to blow on the mic. He wipes his hand on his hoodie and anxiously extends his hand again.
I hit that bitch. Bow! Backed up. Looked up like it was the Wheel of Fortune. It said red, green, red, green, red, green. It stopped on green. Let me tell you how childish I am. When it stopped on green, I went. I grabbed my bag. I didn't look at nobody. I just walked off the tarmac. I walked the fuck off the tarmac. I saved myself. I could hear my friends. They was like, Kev, grab the bag with the drugs. Get the bag with the drugs. Get the bag with the drugs. Get the bag with the drugs. I said, no hablé inglés.
He hurries across the stage.
No hablé inglés. Y'all going to jail. Jailio, all y'all. I'm going to the resort. Maybe I see you there, maybe I won't. I didn't bring the drugs, you did. That's what I did. I went to the fucking resort. I was at that bitch for 2 hours by myself. At that point, I just figured, I guess it is what it is. I don't know. They all got there in like 2 hours and 30 minutes. Nobody went to jail. Everybody made it through. Here's why I got to do better as a friend, because I'm the first one. I'm the first person after everybody gets settled. Everybody gets situated, settled, everybody's relaxed. I'm the first one to go, yo, hey, look, yo, let me get a little bit of that weed. Where that weed at?
He reaches out, pinching his fingers.
We did it! We made it through, man! Teamwork made the dream work, baby! Shut the fuck up, Kev. All right, I understand. My friends are special. I got a good group, man. I got a real good group. I do. Every time they have had to be there, they've been there. My friends have never not been there for me. There's only one time where they had to, like, reel me back, where I was in too deep, and they had to, like, grab me and make me get a hold of myself. This is when social media, in the beginning stages, like, was getting out of hand a little bit. When the live feature had first started. You can go live. You can click on somebody's live. The whole world could watch you live. Got to remember, I got a lot of followers on social media. 200-something million people. That shit can go to your head. I was treating it like a fucking weapon. I wish you would tell me you couldn't do something. I was snapping. Showing up at restaurants with no reservation. Kevin Hart, I need a table for 25. Did you call? Bitch, you want me to go live right now and shut this whole fucking place down? Cam, chill. Shut up, bitch, if I go live on you. Everybody back up. Back the fuck up right now. Get back. Everybody get the fuck back if I go live. I lost my mind. What it was, social media was getting so negative. It was way too negative. I was consuming too much negativity. I'm going to tell you the video that really made me back off social media. It made me put it down. When you guys leave, I want you to Google this as well. This is Googleable as well. It's a video of a barista arguing with a woman in a coffee shop. She's arguing with the woman because the woman's not wearing a mask. Woman without a mask goes, can I get a little cup of coffee? She says, I can't serve you because you're not wearing a mask. She says, I just want a little cup. Don't matter what you want. You're not wearing a mask. I can't give you nothing. She said, come on, don't be a bitch. Don't call me a bitch. Well, you being a bitch. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. Dumb bitch. Stupid bitch. Ho bitch. Slut bitch. Out of nowhere, the woman without a mask pulls her pants down, takes the shit, starts throwing it behind the bitch. Yeah, don't believe me. Google it. Google it when you fucking leave. Now, your reaction is different from mine. I was blown away. I was blown away by this woman's ability to shit on command. I've never seen anything like it. She didn't shit on the floor and pick it up and throw it. These were individual nuggets. Bam!
Kevin cups his hand underneath his butt, then mimes overhand throws.
Bam! Three solid rockets out of the ass. You gotta watch the fucking video. In the middle of the video, a black girl just run by. They throwing shit in here. You can hear her. They don't pay me enough for this shit. You gotta watch the fucking video. Shit that really made me laugh is the guy taping it, because he in the corner. You can't see him, but this is what he says. He goes, this is the best angle I could get, y'all.
He mimes peeking out of a corner.
Who asked for this footage, sir? They're throwing shit in there. I don't know about y'all, but if I get hit with a piece of shit, my life is over. It's over for me. A piece of human shit to the temple at 7 a.m.? Fuck that. Fuck that. Put your dick in my grits. I take dick and grits all day. Slam your dick in my grits, Mr. Dick Slammer. I don't want to get hit with a piece of shit in the goddamn temple. You're never going to live that down. 7 a.m., you in the best mood of your fucking life. Good morning. How y'all doing? Hey, Carl, let me get 2 vanilla lattes and 2 extra pumps of syrup. Yeah. You too, man. I know that's right. Yeah.
The fuck just happened?
He slaps himself in the face.
The fuck just happened in here?
Kevin licks his lips and stares at the audience, wide-eyed.
Something just hit me in the fucking head. What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? What the fuck is going on with this? Now, hold on now. Now, hold on. This better not be what the fuck I think it is.
He smells his hand and looks up.
This is shit. Somebody just hit me with a piece of shit. You gotta ask a question you thought you would never ask in your goddamn life. Who just threw that piece of shit at me? I want to see everybody's hands. If I see shit on anybody's hands, I swear to God. Hey, I got grits on my dick. That's as far as I go. I ain't that nasty. That's nasty now. Throwing shit is disgusting. I put my dick in grits all day. That's where I draw the line.
Social media had me fucked up. Social media had me believing that I was an activist for one day. For one day, I got caught up. I got caught up bad, man. This is when the George Floyd stuff happened. Black Lives Matter protests was going on. I was pissed. I was emotional. Went on Twitter, tweeted some shit. Sick of this shit.
He rubs his chest and licks his lips.
Tweet. People start retweeting it. Fuck yeah, Kev. Hell yeah, Kev. That's what I'm talking about. Talk your shit. Say it again for the people in the back that didn't hear you. Fine. I will.
Kevin rubs his chest again, licking at his lips. He mimes pressing a button.
Tweet. Hell yeah, Kev. That's what I'm talking about, black man. Way to talk your shit, black man. Way to be there for your people, black king. They called me a black king. I ain't never been called a black king before. Shit went right to my head. Yeah.
He looks down and flexes his arms.
My people need me. They need me. Sent out like 1,000 fucking tweets. I was doing a movie with Universal at the time. Universal called me.
Whoa. Whoa. They're like, Kev, hey, we saw your tweets. Listen, first of all, we're with you, okay? We're your partners. We're here for you. We got your back. By the way, they're talking to me like this because they believe that I'm an activist. Once again, I'm not an activist. I'm just caught up in the shit. When you start the shit, you can't stop the shit till you finish the shit. I'm in the shit. They said, Kev, listen, you want to take the company plane, go down there to the memorial service? You want to take your friends, family? You can. All right, we'll send some partners. We'll make it a teachable moment. All you got to do is say the word. Do you want the plane? Say the word, Kevin Shores. Do you want the plane?
He licks his lips. His eyes rapidly dart back and forth.
Fuck yeah, I want the plane. They gave me the goddamn plane. This is big. I show up at the plane. By the way, I didn't know what to bring. I didn't pack any bags. This is my first activist trip. I just showed up. When I get there, the first two people I see is Tyrese and Ludacris, right? First two people. Yeah, when I saw them, I knew. I knew off the bat that this was a fucking mistake. I want to go home. I said that. I want to go home. It don't look right. Why the fuck they send the cast of Fast and Furious out this bitch? It don't look right.
He furrows his brow.
I get on the goddamn plane. T.I. come out the bathroom. He look at me. He said, Kev, you think they got metal detectors where we're going? I said, why the fuck would you ask me that? He said, because I want to know if I should bring my bag. I said, what's in your bag? And before you tell me, you should know that I'll tell. I'll fucking tell. I got time to deal with your shit, Tip. We on the plane, they want to talk. I don't want to talk. I had a long day. I'm going to sleep. I wake up, nobody's dressed the way they were when I got on the goddamn plane. Everybody's got on activist wear. They're wearing all black. By the way, nobody told me. I got a goddamn salmon color V-neck going and some khakis. Looking like Carlton in his prime. Nobody told me. Tyrese got on a black beret, black sunglasses, black turtleneck, black leather trench coat, these black cargo pants, these combat boots that came above his knee. He looked like a male Mary J. Blige. I've never seen anything like it in my fucking life. I've never seen nothing like it. Luda had his afro picked out. Tip got a fucking jumpsuit on. It's ridiculous. We get in the SUV, we go to the memorial service. When we pull up, they outside protesting. Black people all in the street. Cops lined up down the side of the street with riot gear on. Black man in the middle with a bullhorn going off. Black lives matter. And if you don't think they matter, then you're part of the problem. And today we find a solution. The solution is death. Every black person that showed up here today is willing to die. We will all die today. We don't give a fuck about life. If you black and you here, it's because you came to die. If you black and you in this circle around me, it's because you ready to die first. I look down. I'm in the fucking circle. I said, wait a minute. That's not why I came. I didn't come for that. That's not why I'm here. Once again, I don't think y'all have my email address because I'm not getting these messages. I'm not getting these messages. But I don't want to stop what they got going on, so I try to back out the circle without drawing attention to myself. He see me, he go, oh shit, Kev Hart, I see you, Black King. Way to come out here and be with your people. Say something to your people. He throw me the bullhorn.
He throws.
I catch it.
And imitates a catch.
Now I got to give a speech. I've never given an activist speech. I don't know what the fuck to say. But I can't not say nothing. I have to say something. Tyrese stupid ass standing behind me saying lines from Fast and Furious in my fucking ear.
We family, we gonna be family.
What?
All we got is family.
Get the fuck back, Tyrese. He gonna back up just like Mary.
Kevin Dan steps back, crossing his arms in front of his face.
Now I gotta give a speech. You ever say something, and while you're saying something, you realize you're not saying nothing, but you got to keep trying to say something, even though you know it's nothing? That was my fucking speech. This is my speech, word for word. Verbatim, this is my speech.
He backs up.
All right. Y'all already know what it is. And what it is what it's going to be. Because at the end of the day, hey, come on now. Don't make me say it. 1 + 1 gonna be 2 every day. I got enemies. I got a lot of enemies. But if I tell you a duck could pull a truck, strap it up, shut the fuck up. I panicked. I ran out of shit to say. I panicked.
He points behind himself.
T.I. got a gun in his bag right now. Repeat offender. Repeat offender. I felt bad because they locked him up. They locked his ass up right there. But at the same time, I did my job. That's one less bad person on the streets. You're welcome. I asked God for another chance. I said, God, please give me another chance to be an activist because I did that one wrong. God gave me another chance. They were doing a peaceful protest in Beverly Hills. Black people were marching. I'm gone. I need to be out there with my fucking people. This time I'm going to do it right. I brought a glove. I made a sign. Spent all day making my goddamn sign. Put blood, sweat, and tears into this goddamn sign. I wanted people to read my sign and get an immediate feeling attached to emotion. I wanted that sign to have an impact. Made that sign. I went out there and marched. Held my sign up high. I'll never fucking forget it. Marching. While I'm marching, I hear this noise. Psss. That's what I heard. Psss. When I first heard it, first thing I thought is, somebody pissed my dad off. He giving himself a boost. That's my dad, right? He about to fuck somebody up. 20 seconds, it's going down. But then somebody yelled out, oh my God, they throwing tear gas at us. Run. What? They throwing tear gas. Run. I see it. That's real tear gas. Fuck, I'm in it. I'm in the shit. I start running. This is real chaos. This is not a joke. I'm in the middle of it. While I'm running, fucking, I'm in there. The black guy in the front goes, hey, y'all know the drill? We ain't new to this. Mask up. Put your goggles on.
Kevin stops, glancing around, looking alarmed. His hands spread out to the sides.
Anybody tell me, I don't have no goddamn goggles. Where am I supposed to be going? Once again, I don't think y'all have my email address. I'm not getting these messages. While we're running, the black guy next to me gets shot with a rubber bullet. Bam! I'm right here. I see it. Bam! He said, fuck! He said, he looked right at me. He said, I hate this part. I said, excuse me, sir? This part? Well, how many parts are there, sir? Now I'm fucking scared. I pick up the pace. I start running. I catch up to the black guy in the front. I grab his arm. I say, hey, man, hey, what's the plan? What's the fucking plan? He looked me dead in the eyes. I'll never forget it. I said, what's the plan? He said, nigga, you better go home. I said, what? Nigga, you better take your stupid ass home. Out here, running around in them dumbass khakis, holding up that stupid ass sign. What the fuck does that sign say? Does that say black people rock? I said, yes, it does. He said, what the fuck that got to do with anything? I said,
He shrugs.
He said, take your stupid ass home if you get yourself killed. I got emotional. I start crying. I can't. It's not that easy. I can't just leave. I can't. He said, why not? I said, because I don't know where I parked at. We've been running for a long time. I took out my valet ticket. I gave it to him. I said, can you help me find my car? Please, I'll tip you. If you help me find my car, I'll tip you. He said, I don't know where your fucking car at. You better ask one of them niggas over there. I said, excuse me. Excuse me. Niggas over there, can y'all help me find my car? One of them turned around. He was Mexican. He looked at me. He said, oh, que so, Ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for me. That is my time. Thank you all. I appreciate you, Vegas. Thank you so much. From the top of this bitch to the bottom, thank you all. I love you. I thank you. There's no me without you. This is dope as fuck. Peace.
He holds up a peace sign and bows before he walks off stage. Credits. Written and performed by Kevin Hart. Executive producers Kevin Hart, Dave Becky. Directed by Leslie Small. More credits roll. Logos. Heartbeat. Peacock. Text. Dedicated to my father, Henry Witherspoon, a.k.a. Spoon.